You never believe what happened today. No, no, it's great news. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. I almost want you to sit down for this. Okay, babe. Are you ready? I'm not a person anymore. I mean, not technically. Isn't that great news? Babe, trust me, it is. This is really awesome when you think about it. How? Okay, so you know how there's been that push for universal testing and registration? Like, everyone needs to carry their vaccine card everywhere. And their insurance card and their intelligence quotient card and their proof of occupation card, right? Well, one of the newest tests compares your breeding potential to your competency, like smarts versus fertility or something. If you can't put a square peg into a square hole, it's supposed to qualify you for living assistance. They assign you someone to be your handler, to do your taxes, and your budget for your and other day-to-day forms and paperworks. But like, who doesn't struggle with the way all that stuff's written? Anyways, so on the test I took, there's this box the doctor can check if you score really low in smarts and really high in fertility. The gals at work are calling it the bimbo box. Bimbo box, that's funny, right? I know! Sometimes I tell the gals, like, hello, we should be doing stand-up. What was I saying? Right, so, the box. If a doctor stamps it, it means you're not qualified to make your own decisions anymore, but you're, like, super desirable in the fertility category. There's not a total loss. Do you get where I'm going with this? Babe? Why do you look so worried? It's all great news. Once you stand that box, you're not expected to do your own errands anymore. Or like, drive yourself. Or, you can drive, I guess. But you don't get like, tickets anymore. Instead, the cops will just strip search you. Long story short, you're my legal caretaker now, or handler, or whatever you're calling it. Babe, seriously, stop looking worried. I'm your bimbo. You're my handler. I even filled up your name in the little dotted line. You make all my legal decisions now. You oversee all my purchases. You gotta keep me, and you have exclusive rights to my bimbo body anytime you want. I mean, you always did, and it's official. This pussy is yours. Do you want to see it? Right now? What do you mean this is weird? What's weird about me pulling down my skirt? Right here. Right now. So you see exactly what you're entitled to. Babe. You need to see what's yours. This is your hot, tight, perfect little bimbo pussy right now. I'll even trim it any way you want and wear anything you want. Lace thongs, short maid outfits, garter belts with nothing else. I'll keep my little thought slot on display for you with slutty clothes and have it ready for you at all times. Or I'll wear nothing at all. If you tell me that's what you want, you can tell me anything with your bimbo. Anything at all. Anywhere. Anytime. Wanna finger me while we're driving down the highway? I want that too. No seduction. Not that putting me in the mood bullshit. Just reach over and check how tight I am for you. Wanna claim me in the front window to show me off? You could mash those perfect big bimbo tits against the glass while I clench around your cock. I would ask you to be careful not to hit my head against the window, but who am I kidding? You could fuck my brains out. Literally. And I'll still be your personal empty-headed whore. Or you really want to show me off, you could put a chain on my dildo and fuck me with it. Then hold on to the end while you walk me around the neighborhood. I bet I'll be dripping by the time we made it back. And my tongue would be hanging out. I'm such a slut for you. You can even take me to work like that. Position me under your desk and have me keep your cock warm with my mouth while you take your calls or type or whatever you need to do. That's right. You can literally do anything with your bimbo, babe. I'm such a bimbo. You shouldn't even consider me a person anymore. I'm just a fuck toy. Your bimbo fuck toy. You know, when you take me to a doctor to get a checkup, I don't want you to think of it as having a doctor's visit for me. I want you to think of it as having your fuck toy maintained. When you sit in the waiting room and put me in your lap, because I'm not allowed to sit in people chairs anymore. I want you to tell the hot receptionist that you're there to have your fuck toy checked and maintenanced. To make sure the brutal pounding you're given your bimbo will result in a permanent stagger. I want you to finger me and play with me with my tits while you're talking about me, while you talk over me like I'm not even there. Fuck, babe. This is making me so hot thinking about all the ways it could serve as your bimbo. Can I sit in your lap on your massive erection? It's trying to rip its way out. Let me take it out for you, please. Sorry, babe. I asked for that wrong. Babe, can I put your cock back where it belongs? In your fuck toys, bimbo's tight pussy. Thank you. Where was I? Alright. Talking about my doctor's checkout. Check out. Sorry. Fuck toy maintenance. But hey, you don't need to worry about worrying even more because there's a lot of me flying. Oh, like these are perfect tits. They're all yours and they need your come too. If you ever look bored while you're checking your phone or watching TV, I'll just undo my bra and get on my knees. I wouldn't want this perfect hunk of yours getting cold after all. That's what these tits are for now. They're your cock warmers. That's what my ass is to you, too. It's another tight thimble hole for you to keep your cock when it's not busy elsewhere. Whenever I'm not falling at your feet, that's where I should be, right? Sitting on your lap with my skirt hiked up. We can't even drive like that. Me in your lap, holding the wheel, pretending to drive while your cock jamming my ass, feeling the vibration of the car through my tight fucker. Just don't hit too many potholes unless you. Like feeling me clench the heart. What about my tongue? These perfect bimbo lips. Yeah, without you are, you probably love seeing these lips stressed around your cock, right? Well, anytime you need your bimbo on your knees, just put your hands on my shoulder and push me down. I could be my main default if you want. What kind of super bimbo would I be if I wasn't on my knees most of the time anyways? Now that cock of yours so down my throat. Yeah. What do you mean? We've never done that before. Babe, I know. That's why I'm telling you. My mouth, my throat is for keeping it cock-hot now. If you want to hold your balls on my chin, esophagus into my stomach. You want you to. I need you to. And if I squirm or squeal too much, just lace your fingers behind my head and hold me there until I swallow everything you give me. If I have to gag and pass out on your cock to learn my lesson, that's just how we'll have to do it until I lose my gag reflex. I need you to remember this. I'm such a bimbo and I'm not a person anymore. And that's exactly how I want you to treat me. Are you getting closer now? Fuck. Please, babe, please claim your bimbo. Claim me anytime you want. Remember, according to the test, I'm extrovertile. Anytime you want to come, you just. I need to come on me or inside me. Even your freak comes to be on my skin or my mouth or its waist. You know how I do my cute little exercise in front of the TV? Well, I do that, so I need this bimbo body of mine tight for you. So you can shoot your load all over my tight tummy, or on my thighs, or chest, anywhere you want. That's perfect. simple body is yours. Whatever you want, I'll sit just like a doll for you. Hands in my lap, whatever, waiting for you to come on me. Waiting for you to grab my ponytail. Stretch my lips around your cock. Hard for you to take my fistful hair and throw me over the chair. I'm your bimbo babe. Please, please use me. Fucking use me. Use me if you want. Use your little bimbo until I break. Leave me sweaty, exhausted, and leaking home. If you don't let up. Fuck me over and over again. Please just fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck your mindless bimbo until there's nothing left. That's a beautiful, fucked, stupid husk for you to breed. Use me. Use me, babe. Use your fuck toy. Use your bimbo, please. Please, 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 please. Fuck me, baby. I think I'm gonna enjoy being your property. So, do you wanna buy a frame and hang it? Frame what? The test results. The piece of paper that says you're my handler. I think we should hang it right here in my front room. In the front room. Not that any of the guests could know what I am. After they see how you dress me. Or how you use me. Your personal little bimbo slut. You think they'll notice? I don't know, but it will really turn me on.